This is Casey Currents. I'm Sylvia Maria Gross. Actor Taye Diggs is known for his roles in the original Broadway production of Rent and the movie How Stella Got Her Groove Back. And although Diggs often plays the hunk on the silver screen, as a kid he was teased for his dark skin and curly hair. He recently told that story in the children's book Chocolate Me, which was co-written and illustrated by his childhood friend, Kansas City artist and author Shane Evans. The book has spun off into an animated series and a documentary, which will show this weekend in a couple of venues. Evans joined Casey Current's Susan Wilson recently to talk about the project and its significance. He started with a reading from his book.
When I came in from outside, I cried. Why? I asked my moms. Why can't I be more like Timmy or Johnny or Mark? With straight hair and a different nose. I suppose my teeth wouldn't seem so bright if my skin were a bit more light, right? Chocolate me. And then my mom said, "Wait 1 minute, my sweet. Can't you see? You have skin like velvet fudge frosting mixed in a bowl. You can lick the spoon. Cotton candy hair soft to the touch of my fingertips, or braided like rows of corn with a twist. And your smile," she says, "makes me so happy I could cry. No amount of money could buy how it makes me feel, for real. It's perfect. Look," she says, "look in the mirror and love what you see. Chocolate me."
Shane Evans also had his guitar in hand when he was here at KCUR. He told Susan that before getting the book published, he heard lots of rejections.
Well, there was one interesting comment, because you don't get to hear commentary, but someone said that this book wasn't relevant anymore. You know, I imagine a committee of people coming into a room and his acquisitions of ideas that hit the table. And, you know, somebody might read Chocolate Me and be like, "Oh, that's offensive." Somebody might read Chocolate Me and say, "Oh, that doesn't happen anymore."
Because for the listener, yeah, the book is really about the reactions black children get to their skin color, hair texture, and their African features. And I guess the idea was that, well, people are more accepting of those things now. Do you think that's true?
Well, yes and no. And so then the book also, you know, reflects, when you pull those features away, it reflects one child's personal experience. That's the thing that we like to emphasize, that this is Taye's true story. And I think when you start a book that way, if you were to sit down with a child and say, "This is the true story of a boy," then it makes it very real for them. Then they start to embrace the idea that, wait a minute, if this child got picked on for this reason and I'm getting picked on for this reason, you know, and they make the connection, then the tools that this child used, I can use too. And then that's where we take it into a more universal space.
Because the truth of the matter is, on the playground, kids can be cruel, and there's always a reason to talk about someone else's nose, the way they look, something. So
something.
Is that what you were getting at?
Yes, and then that's the kind of, again, the universal picture of this book. And then Taye talks about it. He felt like some of the questions that he got were innocent questions, you know, children likely the same age, 7 years old. It's funny, like we were working with an independent filmmaker out of Michigan, and he put together a wonderful piece about Chocolate Me, and he was interviewing children. And in the interviewing, he asked this boy, looked like he was about 9. He says, "Do you know what racism is?" And the boy repeats it. He goes, "Racism?" And he goes, and you hear in the background, "Yes." And the boy goes, "No, I don't." So he's 9, you know. That means he has no real understanding of what that word means in relation to who he is. And so there again, it's like, you know, but I'm sure if we sat down with that child and was like, "Do you know what it feels to be, you know, picked on? Or do you know what it feels like to be in a position like this?" And then I think that's where it all starts to connect.
Because you talk about the innocent questions. And in the book, the little boy is being asked things like, "Well, does that color on your skin wash off?" And you're saying some of those questions are just innocent questions, children confronting differences.
I would say yes. I would say yes, you know. You know, you can always flip the scenario, and that child, if you receive a question in the way that it's given to you, you know, you might be in a position to reciprocate and say, well, I want to know more about your straight hair and how you, you know, work with that. Mm-hmm. You know, then it becomes, there's this idea of it being equal, because it's an equal measure of being curious about, or, you know, just wanting to understand better, you know.
You started illustrating, developing illustrations for the book.
Mm-hmm.
How do you go about creating the face of the chocolate me boy who was really Tay? And how do you begin developing illustrations, particularly since this book has kind of a sensitive topic, illustrations that don't stereotype certain kinds of looks? Seems like that would be tricky for an illustrator.
Well, staying true to what I see is trusting that I'm doing the right thing. I mean, I have to be prayerful and mindful when I'm creating, and offending someone can happen, and we don't even know that we were doing that. Fortunately, you know, I haven't offended anybody that I know of, but it's possible. And so, I draw what I read sometimes. I draw what I know. I draw what I research. So it comes from a lot of different places. I don't just, you know, sometimes I go from my imagination. That means that I'm not, I can close my eyes. And there are times where I close my eyes and let my hand just do the work. I don't need to look at the page. I can feel it sometimes. So you just got to trust yourself, you know, as an artist. Norman Rockwell, I look at the work that he did, creating and recreating the human figure. He did some of the most incredible portraits of, you know, brown people, I guess, you know, if that's what you want to look at the difference. But he was a draftsman. He could have drawn all these people in black and white, you know. So it's these features. You're just recreating them in your media.
You know, you talked about the fact that one of the selling points of the book is this is a personal story, and Tay's painful confrontation of his looks and being questioned or teased about them. But, you know, some people who've watched Stella Got Her Groove Back or The Best Man and consider Tay kind of a sexy guy, they would probably find it ironic that at one time he struggled with the way he looked.
They might. As soon as they got over that irony, they would probably be able to relate to him better as a human.
In the short film, The Chocolamentary.
The Chocolamentary, yes. You said that well.
I practiced that.
Cool, yeah.
You talk about the fact that the book may discuss skin color, but it's not a racial book. Mm-hmm. What did you mean by that?
Well, you know, I think if I was like, hey, what flavor chocolate are you? You know, see, you smiling right now, and it's because what's the answer? What's the answer to it?
Well, my flavor of chocolate is lemon bar.
Lemon bar chocolate.
Lemon chocolate.
Yummy. That sounds amazing. And so,
light caramel chocolate.
Yummy as well, you know. And so right now we're not talking about race. We're talking about caramel chocolate and lemon flavored chocolate. And that puts us in a whole different set of, you know, senses, I guess. That's probably the best way to put it. So that's really like we can take it out of that realm of speaking on race by speaking around it in a different way, speaking like close your eyes and describe to me what you taste like.
And one of the reasons you want to avoid people thinking this is a book about race is?
Well, here's the thing. We want to address people where they are. We don't want any voids to happen. We don't want anybody to avoid it. We do want to, it's a tool. So if a teacher, I've had some really interesting feedback from teachers. And I put it like this. Let's speak in the vernacular of today. A white teacher in a classroom with black students. Okay. And this teacher is a teacher. So let's now erase those color barriers and say a teacher is teaching students. All right. We're not talking about color. She needs tools, though, that can serve the students in her room, and she knows this. And so, you know, her perspective on the book was that this was a way for her to open up that dialogue for a better way to teach for her. Like, her heart is as a teacher, not, you know, a white teacher. Like, what is that, you know? And these students are just students. They may not even know what some of these ideas are. But again, I think if you strip it away and go back to the core message, every child might go, yeah, I remember when, you know, that child over there was picking on me, miss, you know, teacher, and then go from there, you know.
So part of the message of the book that I took away was one of the importance of self-love, whatever yes. flavor, whatever color you are.
Yes.
Why is that so important, especially mm-hmm. for African-American kids?
Well, African-American children, it's important to them because they need to love themselves, right? Okay. Now, that's a simple answer, but it's also important to European-American children, Asian-American children, et cetera, to all love themselves. It's really important to everybody. You know, I can say especially to African-Americans, but that would only be because, like, you're going to have to, if you're going to go outside into a society that you might find some hatred coming at you, that you better be strong in love.
So as we've talked about, and as everyone knows, you're an illustrator, a visual artist.
Mm-hmm.
But I notice you have kind of a theme song that you do
mm-hmm.
about Chocolate Me. Tell me a little about the song, and then I'm going to ask you to favor us with a rendition.
Sure. I'll give you a sampling, yes. Man, it's you know, for me, like, the chord progression is very hopeful. It's very exploratory. You know, it kind of walks you forward, like each lyric. It's very like catchy is what they say in the music world, because when I work it with children, you know, they're immediately like it's one of those musical progressions that allows you into it very slowly. And so then it's also very clear, you know, when I look at this face, I see the sweet inside through my chocolate eyes. It's like that is the beginning. And then, you know, talk a little bit about struggle. But ultimately, you know, you are, you know, self-reflecting. Like every time also we perform it, people got to sing it. You know, like it's not me performing. It's not even about performance. It's more about this lesson. Like everybody, let's come on, like open up your mouth, open up your soul through this music, and let's get it together. So it's a sing along. It's a sing along.
Sing along.
Yeah. When I look at this face, I see the sweet inside through my chocolate eyes, and I say that I'm chocolate me when I'm not feeling glad. 'Cause I'm feeling kinda mad, and I look at myself and I say that I'm chocolate me. Vanilla chocolate, milk chocolate, dark chocolate, blueberry chocolate, I'm chocolate me. Strawberry chocolate, banana chocolate, hazelnut chocolate, raisins and chocolate, I'm chocolate me. I love the sweet inside. I love the sweet inside. When I look at this face, I see the sweet inside through my chocolate eye. I'm chocolate me.
So Shane Evans, we really appreciate you coming past the studio to give us this interview.
I appreciate being here. Thank you so much.
Shane Evans is a local children's book author and illustrator. He'll discuss his new book, Chocolate Me, co-authored with the actor Taye Diggs, on Saturday at the Plaza Branch of the Kansas City Public Library, and again on Sunday at the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art. Check our website for more information. That's it for Casey Currents today. Our live broadcast is now every Thursday morning. If you missed part of the show, want to hear it again, or subscribe to the podcast, check out our page at kcur.org. Contact us at kcurrents@kcur.org or on Twitter. Our handle is kcurrents. Central Standard is back tomorrow with the movie critics, who will be giving their reviews of recent releases and asking for yours. Up to Date is next with historian Doris Kearns Goodwin discussing Teddy Roosevelt. Today's Casey Currents was produced by Matthew Long Middleton, Alex Smith, and Lori Arbor, with help from Esther Honig, Ross Steinmetz, and Sydney Llewellyn. Theme music is by Approach. I'm Sylvia Maria Gross, and this is KCUR.